Hi guys, thank you for listening to my another episode. I think it's number 8th or 9th. I hope you can hear me quite clearly. I am walking, and usually I'm walking and talking. I really like to walk and talk, and when I have appointment, let's say, with my friend, and I know I will talk with her a lot, then usually, if possible, of course, I would prefer to just be outside, walk and talk simultaneously, so I can do my steps, I can do some movements, and still I can enjoy conversation with a friend. I really like that. I like it more than to sit at home and talk, to be honest. Maybe I used to do it because usually when I call her, or yeah, those conversations between us are, at least for me, I am talking from outside, and I really enjoy that. But you need to watch out at the same time. What I mean by that, it means that I need to watch out, because you know how it is with this phones now. Like, I remember once I saw one documentary. Well, maybe it was not like proper documentary, but they show one experiment they did on the people who use a phone, and this experiment show like clearly when you talk through phone and you walk, you don't notice a lot of stuff what is happening around you, so you're just missing, you're just passing by some places, and then if someone will ask you about your road, you're not able to memorize it, like recall where you have been exactly. Yeah, and this is case with me as well. Because I am not better than any other human on this world, amazing planet. And yeah, I need to watch out on myself and on other people, of course, as a pedestrian. And I need to watch out when I am crossing zebras, especially. I need to focus, put some more attention before I cross the streets, stuff like that. Yeah. So safety first, guys. If you practice walking and talking, walkie-talkie, then remember, stay safe, safety first. Like, turn many times, left, right, left, or in England or Australia, right, left, right, just to be sure you're safe and everyone else as well. Yeah. And I think I had another topic to discuss today, but did I forgot? No. I think I wanted to talk a bit about gaining experience, how important it is to gain experience and not to be afraid of failure, because failure is something natural in life. It will happen. If you're human, in the beginning of your life, what is sure that you will fail many times, a lot of times since the beginning. So you will start to learn how to walk, and you will fall down many times before you will make this first step on earth by yourself. And yeah, this is, I use it more as a metaphor, because it shows that before we master something, before we are good at something, we need to practice it a lot. And before that mastering, for sure, we will fail many times. So the thing is to maybe adjust your beliefs. Depends on those you have already, but I think it's important, your attitude is important, how you see things, how you interpret, I think it's a good English word, correct, I use it correctly, if not correct me. It's all about, it's not about what is happening to you in life. I think more important part is what you think about and what you feel about as effect of those things. Now I am not sure if my sentence got a point, but maybe I will try to tell it once again. So what I meant by that is the most important thing is your attitude, how you interpret things that happen to you. Not, it's more important what you think about those things, how you feel about those things, than what really happened, than the facts. Yeah, everything is about interpretation. It's like huge part of Stoicism. Probably you know this Stoic philosophy is very interesting, and nowadays there is a lot of Stoic practitioners, people who practice, and they have this modern approach. And it's also why they have modern approach, why they don't just use the old one. It's just because the world we live in is very different than it was for Marcus Aurelius, right? Oh, sorry about that, guys. I just have a rainy nose. It's not coronavirus. It's not cold. It's just I was walking fast, and well, sometimes it can happen. So yeah, everything about interpretation. So I wanted to ask you how you see things, because we filter everything through our beliefs. Our beliefs, they construct the thoughts we have in our minds, and then from those thoughts we feel something, and then we behave certain way. So yeah, it's like on psychotherapy, right? You need to work on your beliefs. Maybe they are very maybe they don't help you. Maybe beliefs you have don't help you to manage life. Basically, they are more negative. They are not helping you. They are against you in a way. Like it's with them, it's very hard to maintain and live your happy life. Another thing is define your happy life, right? Ah, such a broad topic. I just started out of nowhere this quasi-physiological. I wanted to philosophical. No, I think this stress is in a very bad place in this word. What I said? Philosophical. Philosophical. Okay, let's say I said it good. I don't know how it is with you, but I don't know why. Sometimes I have days that I can speak English more. In a way, like fast, fluent. I don't stop that much, and everything goes smooth. But who knows why? Probably something in the brain. Let's hope not the damage causes those days with like slower processing, and I am forgetting words. Anyway, it's funny. I have the same sometimes in Polish, so I don't think it's, of course, it's much harder with another language, not your native. Okay, that's it for now. Let me know about your philosophy. What are your beliefs? What is your attitude towards life and maybe define happy life. Take care.